B98.5's Tad and Drex Show podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
Those Toy Story movies, those cute Toy Story movies, would have us believe that dolls are friendly pals that go around and, you know, save the day and fight the bad guys. Like, you know, but not necessarily always the case.
Some people believe that the dolls are haunted.
Some dolls, I think, are haunted.
So you got to take a listen. This was back in 2017. Ozzy Osbourne went to Florida and he visited this house where there was like a haunted doll in it. That's the attraction.
Mm-hmm.
And he's blaming all of his health problems over the last 3 years and the fact that he visited this haunted doll.
No way, really?
Not his lifestyle, yeah, not the pills.
Never mind
not the-
all that. Yeah. But here's the caretaker of the house talking about Robert the doll.
So Robert has reportedly thrown his pet lion at caretakers here.
Really?
But look here, we'll read the write-up. Visitors to the house claim they heard unexplained giggling noises emanating from the room where Robert was stored. Stories also circulated. The doll moved itself around the room.
I don't believe this
I know
crap.
You're skeptical about it.
I'm very skeptical, but those dolls, there's a reason that they're used in movies and commercials and TV, because they're creepy as all get out.
They are creepy, because I believe some of them really are haunted.
It's real, and I can tell you that I have first-hand experience, because you remember, was it called The Conjuring was the movie?
Yeah.
With the Annabelle doll, right? And that was based on a real story. Lorraine Warren was the woman who had experiences with this doll Annabelle.
Yeah.
Lorraine Warren has a museum in Connecticut, and where the Annabelle doll was. She was alive at the time. She's since passed. Lorraine has.
Oh, okay. Annabelle. The doll is still very much
alive. The doll is still
alive.
Very much alive. Yeah. So I was talking to her, and I was skeptical like you. You know, I was just like, yeah, right. And so I said, give me an example like of something that's happened with the Annabelle doll that you've witnessed in your own life. And she was very elderly at the time. And she told a story about some guy who was like a motorcycle rider who came in there and he was skeptical. And as she said, he was tapping on the glass because she's in a glass case. And then the glass door opened. He threw the doll on the ground and he was like making this big thing. Well, he left. And let's just say there was an accident.
Stop it.
There was an accident. And she told that story, Lorraine Warren did, I was talking to her on the radio, and she said five words after she told that story where I was just like, okay, we have to stop. She goes, you don't mess with evil. And she said it just like that with the evil. And I was like, have a great day, Lorraine Warren. Thank you very much. Do you believe now, Drex? No.
It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
We are protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Happy little miniature Friday. It's 6:22. It's going to be partly cloudy today. Nice day with a high near 80. What's going on, Kara?
If you happen to be waiting on word from the Department of Labor and you get one of those automated calls that says your Social Security info has been compromised... Whatever you do, do not follow the directions that they give you. They'll ask you to like press a button to be connected to a representative, but don't do it because it's a total scam. The calls appear to be coming from the Department of Labor. It will come up on your caller ID as from the Georgia Department of Labor, but it is not. And in fact, they said they will never ask for a complete Social Security number or contact someone in this manner, like automated at all. And if they do call you, the representative on the other end of the line, the representative on the other end of the line will already have all of your account details.
Right.
So you won't have to give any kind of serious identifying like that.
Simple solution. It doesn't matter if it's a credit card company or if it's whoever. Anybody calls you, they're asking for information. You go, cool, I'll call back. You Google this company, you find the information on a bill or whatever, and then you call them. You're like, hey, here I am. I'm Clark Howard.
Oh, my gosh. If you get one of these calls, you're encouraged to contact the FTC and report it at identitytheft.gov, and you should even consider filing a police report, too. Let's get a good feeling.
Yeah.
Sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
So if the Falcons are looking for more speed on their roster, they might want to give David Garrett a call. He coaches the 9-and-under Winder Barrow Bulldogs. And during their game over the weekend, he literally went the extra mile to motivate one of his players. Number 20, Tyler Goolsby, was making a break for his third touchdown. And Coach Garrett was so pumped, he ran along with Goolsby step by step along the sidelines. I don't want to be offensive or anything, but he's not the most fit of men I've ever seen. So he was hustling with this young player. It's so cute.
That reminds me of my Little League coach. He would also run with us. In fact, when it was like our 10 and under Little League. Well, when we'd have scrimmages, we would play, you know, shirts against skins.
Oh.
And he was always, now that I look back on it, maybe a little inappropriate, he was always on skins.
Oh,
he would always be the first one to like take his shirt off. And he had the dad bod.
Skins is the reason I hated sports in high school. Like, I lived in fear. The greatest invention was the reversible shirt so they could play against each other without anybody having
to remove it. I bet even like the mesh jersey you were still self-conscious about.
Oh, gosh. No, thank you. So where can we see this video?
On the Tad and Drex page on Facebook.
Our pop culture princess is ready to play. Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
Brought to you by R.S. Andrews Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electrical. Barbara in Kennesaw, hi.
Good morning.
Could you give our friend Kara the boot?
Kara, I'm sorry, I gotta boot you out of the room.
See you, Barbara. Good luck.
Thanks.
All right. Kara's gonna leave the room. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture trivia questions. We're going to call Kara back in, ask her the same exact questions. All you have to do is answer more right than Kara, and she'll have to pay you $100 cash, okay?
Awesome. She's really good, so I'm going to
I know. Here we go with question number 1. Name the ABC dating show that had the male contestants play strip dodgeball Tuesday night.
Oh, my gosh.
ABC dating show.
Bachelor.
And it was male contestants.
That's correct.
Number 2, a Smokey and the Bandit TV reboot is in the works. True or false, Burt Reynolds and his glorious mustache played Bandit.
Yes, that's true.
Number 3, Joe Jonas's wife and the top girl baby name for 2020 are the same. What is that first name?
Oh, gosh.
I know. I'm drawing a blank.
Emma.
Too.
I don't know.
Number 4, Jonathan Lipnicki is 30 today. When he played the cute little boy in Jerry Maguire, he claimed the human head weighed how many pounds?
7.
Number 5, if you see a purple pumpkin on a porch, it means they are pro-trick-or-treating and they're taking precautions for like the COVID and all of that. Mm-hmm. What color pumpkin is used to signify a food allergy-friendly house? So purple means...
Oh, gosh. Green.
All right, let's bring Kara back in.
All right, our friend Barbara in Kennesaw, you struggled a little bit this morning getting 2 right, but the questions are really hard, so we'll see how Kara does.
Okay.
Here we go, Kara, same questions. Tell us the ABC dating show that had the male contestants play strip dodgeball Tuesday night.
They were upset about it on The Bachelorette.
Yes, they're upset because it's not hypocritical. The women have never had to do that.
Right.
The boys felt so violated.
No, they
Please.
Did not.
Give
no.
me a break.
No. 1-1.
Number 2, a Smokey and the Bandit TV reboot is in the works. True or false, Burt Reynolds and his beautiful, flowing mustache played Bandit.
Oh, it's all about the stash. That's true.
It is. That's what Barbara said. 2-2.
Number 3, Joe Jonas's wife and the top girl baby name for 2020 are the same. What's that first name?
Sophie Jonas.
Yeah. Barbara said Emma, which that's popular baby name number 3. All right, it's 3-2.
Aww.
Number 4, Jonathan Lipnicki's 30 today. When he played the cute little boy in Jerry Maguire, he claimed the human head weighed how many pounds?
15?
Jerry, do you know the human head weighs 8 pounds?
Ah.
Barbara was off by a pound and said 7. All right, it's still 3-2.
Number 5, if you see a purple pumpkin on a porch, it means they're trick-or-treating, they're taking all the precautions and everything. What color pumpkin is used to signify a food allergy-friendly house?
Oh, those are teal pumpkins.
Yeah, teal blue. We'll give it to you. Barbara said green. We had to mark her wrong. All right. Final score is 4-2. Barbara and Kennesaw, are you smarter than Kara?
Am I?
Yeah.
Clearly not.
Yeah, I don't know about everybody else, but not me.
886 wins, Kara, and just 31 losses.
Ooh, Sorry, Barbara.
Oh, man, you are so good.
B98.5, 80s, 90s, and now. Good morning. I'm Tad A. Drex.
Good morning.
Hey, Kara.
Good morning.
So, you know, the great thing about having kids is that you can out and out lie to them, right? And so I have a problem, and I have a solution. And that solution is lie to my kid. And it's perfect.
You don't feel guilty at all?
I don't think this is going to have any lasting implications. So I've been looking forward to Halloween with my son, Sam. He's five. He loves Halloween. He dresses up on regular days. So Halloween is his Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And we had a party planned since we're not going around the neighborhood trick-or-treating. We're going to do a kind of thing with some, like, bubble friends. I've been decorating. Like, I've gone full dad mode because I was so excited about this. So the problem is that my wife and son are currently in Connecticut visiting with family. And my father-in-law was supposed to be booking their flight back on his points. And he procrastinated. Forgot to do it, and there are no flights.
Oh, no.
They're coming back on Election Day.
Oh,
they're missing
Halloween.
No. Right.
Oh.
Who do you think's going to be more disappointed, you or your son, Sam, Ted?
Both of us were crying
when
we heard the news. And then I had a light bulb moment. I was like, this year, 2020, over any other year, this is the year to do it. Guess what? Halloween is on November 4th.
Okay.
We don't even have to tell them that. It's Halloween. We'll have the party.
That's a Wednesday and all the friends are still cool to come over?
Yeah, everybody. We might as well have it on the Saturday.
Yeah.
The Halloween candy, Drex, you'll love this part of it, will be on sale.
Yes.
So I'm putting the brakes on everything. On Halloween, I'm just going to tell the in-laws, which they'll screw this up, but I'm going to tell them, you pretend it's a regular day, which Sam dresses up like Dracula most days anyway. He can dress up like Dracula. Just don't say it's Halloween. Let's see here. Jamie and Norcross, you say go for it.
Oh, I lie to my kids all the time.
You do.
You sound very not remorseful at all.
So I have a 3-year-old and he thinks that he's 21 years old.
Of course.
How does your 3-year-old think he's 21?
So we have a dog. And when Tucker had his second birthday, we told Benny about dog years. So now Benny thinks he's 21 and he thinks our 10-year-old daughter is 70.
So does your son actually think he's a dog?
Yeah. I mean, like every time it's his birthday, we take him to Petco and pick out a treat from the little buffet and to have it all set up there.
From the dog bone buffet?
No, I'm totally kidding.
Get out of here.
There's more Tad and Drex on the way. And here is what's coming up next.
All right, so Caroline is in Woodstock talking about lies we tell our kids. She got a question from her kids that really we're all going to eventually get. And she says she's been living a lie about her past to her children. We'll find out what that lie is when we talk to her next. B98.5, 80s, 90s, and now. We all do it. Maybe it's wrong. These little lies we tell our kids that just kind of make life a little bit easier.
Yeah, but you got to keep the lie going because, you know, kids are like elephants. They remember everything. Yeah.
And so they will sniff you out quickly, too.
So, Tad, when you tell this lie about Halloween, you got to... got to keep it going.
Yeah, this is the year to do it, though, because nobody's going to be out trick-or-treating on the 31st. So the deal is my family's going to be stuck in Connecticut on Halloween. I don't want to miss, the excitement of my 5-year-old. Mm-hmm. His eyes, he's so cute on Halloween. He has been in the past. And so they're stuck this year. Halloween's been moved to November 4th. It may be wrong, but everybody does it. So Caroline and Woodstock, you're joining me in the Big Fat Liars Club?
My kids are preteens, so they asked me if I ever drank when I was in high school, and I said no, that I waited till I was 21.
Oh, no.
and did they believe you?
Yes, for now.
For now.
What led to that conversation, though? They've obviously have some curiosity about the booze.
One of my kids' friends parents were talking about keggers, and I'm like, oh God. And so they asked, Mom, did you ever drink? They're twins. Did you ever drink when you're in high school? No, never. Because I think it's a good lie, because I think if you tell your kids the truth on those things, it kind of gives them permission.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
You know?
And you got to play super dumb, like, what's a
what
kegger?
I don't even know what that is.
What's throwing up? Yeah.
Right. I was going to say, Caroline, what's the real truth? Like, what kind of partier were you?
Oh, the real truth is she probably was a gold medalist in keg stands.
Always. And I always put my drinks in, like, big gulps. So if there was a picture taken, nobody had proof.
You sound like somebody whose kids are doing in-person learning and they're in school right now.
Yes, I'm drinking now. No, I'm kidding.
There's more Tad and Drex on the way. Here's what's coming up next.
All right, Kara, we'll have info to go in 10 minutes.
For the last 3 months, a local nonprofit has been doing some incredible work, and now they could use a little help to keep the good vibes flowing. So I'll tell you all about it in Info to Go.
Tad and Drex are keeping you up to date with everything you need to know. It's Info to Go on B98.5.
Protected by Breda Pest Management, they handle bugs and critters. 823, another great day today, partly cloudy and high of 80. What's going on, Kara?
All right, you guys, have you gotten your flu shot yet? You know, doctors are saying if there was ever a year that it was super important to get one of these flu vaccines, it's this year. So they recommend getting one by the end of this month because it takes about 2 weeks to build up the needed antibodies to fight the flu. And we've got this flu season on its way, plus the coronavirus circling. So we just want to kind of keep people as well as possible.
Well, Kroger used to come to the radio station, which was great, and they would do it. I mean, and you can't just walk into your doctor's office now. I mean, it's that place like a hazmat facility.
But there are places that are offering free flu shots. CVS, Walgreens, Kroger, I believe even the Publix pharmacy. Some of these places do like online registration.
Okay.
So you can make an appointment, go in there, get your flu shot, get out. I know both my mom and dad went to Walgreens last week and got theirs.
How are they social distancing? Do they have a 6-foot-long needle?
I don't know that answer to that question.
I don't know. Like, I don't know what I'm more afraid of, coronavirus or a 6-foot-long needle.
Well, I don't think the 6-foot-long needle is in play here.
So. Right, yeah.
Let's get a good feeling.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
For the last 3 months, at 1:30 every weekday, Keith Lewis and his nonprofit, I'm a Father First, arrives at the Friendship Tower Senior High Rise on Northside Drive to deliver fresh, free hot meals to the residences. They've been able to do this because of a COVID-19 relief grant, but that money is expected to dry up in just days. And the people who have come to depend on their meals of love are going to be left hungry. So Karen Ashley is the director of the resident services over there, and she says the majority of her residents are on a fixed income, and that doesn't include meals.
85% of the population here are single males. Many of them have, prior to moving here, were homeless. Many don't have a family support system, and many of them don't eat well.
So I know how wonderful our listening community is, and if we can just band together and help these guys out, if you want to donate to the Meals of Love program directly, you can go to imafatherfirst.org. The I in first is actually a number one. And then you can also contact Karen Ashley over at the Friendship Tower Senior High Rise. She's right now trying to work out something, anything to keep these meals still coming for those residences.
Yeah, man. You probably haven't been going out to dinner quite as much as usual, so this is a great place to put a couple of those bucks.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Here's what's coming up next with Tad and Drex.
Oh, you got our boss said to me, he's like, we can't talk about politics. It's like, okay, we can't talk about politics, but my 7-year-old can. You know, tonight is the final presidential debate.
I don't believe that.
She even thinks dad is fake news.
Right?
Carpool commentary in 10 minutes on B98.5. B98.5, 80s, 90s, and now. Good morning, I'm Tad. Hey, Drex.
Good morning.
Hey, Kara.
Good morning.
Now more than ever, everybody talks about, the news is all fake and everything, so we don't know where to turn to get insight on things.
You got to turn to the car ride home with my 7-year-old daughter, Avery, after school. We talk about the day's hottest topics.
It's Carpool Commentary with Avery.
All right, hey, Shug, how was school today?
Good.
Do you know tonight is the final presidential debate?
I don't believe that.
No, it's true. Tonight's the last one. What are some things that you're looking for in tonight's debate to help you make an educated decision?
I'm really curious about their stance on foreign policy.
Foreign policy? I mean, anything specific?
What are the candidates' plans about protecting us from foreign attacks? Can you hear me, Russia?
That's an interesting thought you have. What if me, you, mommy, and our home were America? What do you think the biggest threat from foreign adversaries are? Like, what could ultimately destroy our happy family?
So I asked my 7-year-old Ted and Kara, think of our home as America. What are things, the biggest threat that could ruin our little happy home and household?
I don't know.
Daddy's golf habit.
Somebody comes and steals the golf cart?
Damn it, Kara.
And your golf buddies, they could destroy our family.
What are you talking about? How can my golf buddies destroy our family?
Well, you know you golf a lot, like 5 times a week?
It's not that much. You sound like mommy.
Oh, very funny. You don't even put it on the calendar. And you know how mommy is with the calendar.
So me playing too much golf could destroy our happy family.
Yes, and what I don't... You tell me what I could destroy.
What you could how you could destroy? By not cleaning your playroom.
Daddy, it is perfectly clean.
Let's go do a spot check.
Okay. I'll be right now.
So let's go do a spot check here at playroom. She's okay.
I'll be right
back. She goes and she marches off to the playroom and...
Oh, to go clean it up first. Yeah. Oh, because she knows it's a wreck.
Let's go. Yeah. Check it out. I'll go first. Yeah. Come back in an hour.
Yeah, have a snack, Daddy, and come back.
All right. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the Tad and Drex Show podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and listen live weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.